Well, that's it. That's the story from Genesis to Jesus. And if you listen, it's an old story, one with kings and kingdoms, but don't make the mistake of thinking that this is just a fairy tale, some ancient story of long ago, because this is the story of Adam and Eve, the story of Israel, is also the story of us. It's a story of you and of me sitting in the dirt with our pieces, desperately trying how to put them back together. If you're honest, if you sit maybe by yourself, maybe you need some quiet to do it, wouldn't you admit that everything's not all right? That shalom in the garden, that wholeness, where all is well in the world, that peace, that feels elusive in your life. And so like Adam and Eve, we're left with the pieces wondering what's missing. And we fumble to try to figure out how to get whole. Isn't that why we're looking for the perfect job? We hope that once we get that promotion, if we closed that deal, if we just had that manager or that seat at the table, then everything would be okay. Isn't that what you're looking for in a spouse? That maybe if you could change your spouse, if you could get rid of this one obnoxious trait, or if you could find the right person, then everything would be okay. That everything would be okay, that feeling, what you're looking for is shalom. That's the wholeness, that's the peace that you were made for. Isn't that what you're looking for in your social life? That if you could just sit at that table, if you got that invitation, if you got that many likes, if those people were friends with you, then everything would be okay. If you made it into that sorority or fraternity, that shalom you're looking for, that wholeness, that feeling for all the pieces to fall into place, to fit. Maybe you think, if I could just get pregnant, then everything would be okay. If my kids would just sleep through the night, then everything would be okay. What is it for you? How are you trying to put the pieces back together? And let me save you some tears. I'll tell you that even if you had all of those pieces in the right place, you still wouldn't feel whole. You may for a moment, but that kind of peace is fleeting. The peace of your circumstances, of the right job, the right house, the right neighborhood, the right car, the right partner, those things are fleeting and they will not fill and sustain you forever. Because you were not just made for your circumstances today. You were made in the garden for connection, for union, for wholeness with God. You were made for that wholeness, but every time we decide to play God instead and we grab from that tree and we eat of the fruit, we say, I'm gonna do this my way, we break that wholeness and we're left with the pieces again. But God was not satisfied to leave us in the dirt with our pieces. That's why he gave us Jesus. Because in Jesus, we see God who lived among us, and Jesus says here, give me your pieces. Give me your pieces, and I will put them back together. Give me your pieces, and I will make you whole. He doesn't say, give me your pieces, and I will promise you a life without suffering. That's not true at all. That's not the promise of Christ. He doesn't say, give me your pieces, and I'll give you the job that you want. Give me the pieces, and I'll cure your sickness. That's not the promise. He says, give me the pieces and I will give you the peace that you are desperately hungry for. The kind of peace that surpasses your circumstances, where even if nothing changed, but you give him your pieces, he can speak peace over your life. Give him your pieces this Christmas. He's the only one who's worthy of them. Your job can't carry the weight of your broken pieces. It's an impossible burden for any husband or wife to carry. Your kids can't carry the weight of your burden of your heart. God is the only one who can take these and who can put them back in place, because he's the one who made you whole to start with. We're going to close this morning with a song. And this song is really a profession of faith. Chris is going to lead it. And his opening line is a question. Do you believe the world is broken? And the rest of the song sort of follows like this. So his lines will be on the screen, and then our lines go something like this: we do, or he is, or it is. So if you believe this story, if you believe the story you've heard this morning, will you sing your guts out? And if you're here this morning and you want to believe this story, but your faith is shaky, will you sing your guts out anyway? Because I believe that when we sing, when we give our lungs and our breath back to God, it actually helps build our faith. So if you want stronger faith this morning, sing your heart out too. And if you're here this morning and you're really still not sure, I'm going to ask that you sort of throw a Hail Mary and sing anyway. Because you don't know what these words coming off your lips will do. You don't know if they will travel the distance from your mind to your heart, what difference it will make. And that's how we're going to close. Is he worthy? And the answer to the question is yes, he is. So will you sing with us?